Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. And you're in tune with the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost, a time of rejoicing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to sing along with us, join us in prayer, follow along in the Word of God. Just have a time of praise and worship. We can shut yourself in with God and lift Him up. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And I bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name. We're happy to be with you again today, and I hope you can just stay tuned with us for the next few minutes and someone else can join with us. Colossians 3:2 is the Word of God to begin today's broadcast. Here's some great advice that Paul is giving to the church at Colossae. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. Well, let's look under the hills from whence cometh our help. David said, our help cometh from the Lord. If you will, have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information. And remember, if you can't get the broadcast on the radio sometime, or if you forget it, or if you want to listen to it again, or you want to download a copy, you can go to our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click Listen Online to hear the service, and then select the date you want, and you can click on it and worship the Lord with us. And like I said, if you would like to download it, just click the download link there and follow the prompts. If you will, be ready to take down our contact information. Page 193 in the Best Love Songs and Hymns hymnal. Let's clap our hands and sing, I'm Looking for a City.
Among the shadows, in a lonely land where strangers were, a band of pilgrims on the move, through dangers burdened down with sorrow, we're shunned on every hand, but we are looking for a city built above.
Oh yes, we're looking
here and there
for a city.
Yonder sadly roam, and earthly friends no longer speak one word of love. But truly we have found contentment. Jesus promised us a home, and we are looking for a city built above. This land of danger, going here and there, we're simply trusting in the blessed Savior's love and mercy. Though we may be strangers in this world of care, we're always looking for a city built above.
say goodbye.
Say goodbye November, yes, and when we gather,
we'll meet our Savior.
Christ, our Savior, glory, and we know we'll meet
our loved ones too.
Prince and all our loved ones,
won't
now
you
we pray, when we come.
Oh, Holy Spirit,
pray, come, oh Spirit, come, oh come.
Well, Abraham sought for a city whose builder and maker is God, a city that hath foundations. Praise the Lord. It's a country far beyond the starry sky, one songwriter said. Philippians 4:13 is our precious promise. Before we pray, I love this verse of Scripture, and I quote it frequently. Paul says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. The word of God for today's broadcast and our precious promise. Let's join together in prayer. Let's ask the Lord for strength. Let's ask the Lord, like we read in the scripture to begin with, let's ask the Lord to help us to direct our affections on things above and get our minds and our affections and our attention off of things on the earth. We are headed for a heavenly city, a heavenly country. We are headed to where Jesus is. Let's focus on that today. Father, we're so thankful today that we have something to look forward to. Things above we can set our affections. The things of earth may attract us, and they may allure us, and they may satisfy us for a season. But we know, Lord, that it takes more than that. Heaven and earth are going to pass away, but your word will never pass away. There'll be a new heaven. There'll be a new earth, Lord, in time to come. But right now, Lord, we're focusing on you and things above, thanking you, Lord, for that strength that comes where we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. Bless this service today. Save the lost. Speak to some heart. May the day be the day when someone finds you as his or her Savior. Touch those that are sick today. Minister to them. Touch them and heal them and set them free. Lord, just minister to each other need today. I know, Lord, the needs are many in a congregation this size. And I pray, Lord, your will be done as we enter into agreement with them, as we pray together and our faith is lifted up in Jesus' name. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful, wonderful. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful it is to me. Sing it with us now, hallelujah. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful, hallelujah, wonderful. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? His love is so wonderful. His name shall even be called Wonderful, the Bible says. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus is to me. Isn't he wonderful? If you will, have your notepad and pencil ready in just a little while. Well, here's a little story about the king and the beggar.
On a lonely road one day, a strange occurrence took place, as you will see. The his knees, and he cried, "Oh, pardon me, I am unworthy in thy presence to be." Then the king looked at the beggar, and he said, "You've been set free. Your sins are all forgiven, and now you're born in royalty." So the king and the beggar walked off arm in arm, you see. The king was Jesus, the King of Kings, and the lowly beggar was me. He who was rich became so poor that a beggar rich might be. The Son of God became the Son of Man, and we, the fallen sons of man, became the sons of God. I can't explain it, God's wondrous saving plan. Oh, hallelujah, listen now. Then the king looked at the beggar, and he said, "You've been set free. Your sins are all forgiven, and now you're born in royalty." And so the king and the beggar walked off arm in arm, you see. The king was Jesus, the King of Kings, and that lowly beggar was me.
In Philippians chapter 4, beginning with verse 1, the Word of God says, "Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and my crown, stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Euodias and beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice." Well, I am Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano, and the mailing address is The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. If you'd like to call or text, 618-214-1410. And the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. If you would, send a contribution to help us keep going on the air, but nevertheless, send us a song request or a prayer request. Let us know that you're there. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God, and you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. Then the king looked at the beggar, and he said, "You've been set free. Your sins are all forgiven, and you're born in royalty.